City Council, regular meeting, August 22nd, 2019.
Ready? No? I'll wait till Tara gets back. Okay. The regular City Council meeting of August 22nd, 2019will come to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Here.
Mr. Bishop.
Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Haynes.
Here.
Mr. Walker.
Here.
Mr. Whedon.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation that will be given by Major, it's not Dave Davis, it's David Blackiter this evening, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes, I'd like to say a word before we give the invocation. Major Davis is over in the mainland helping feed the firefighters, and he's part of the, I think, a candy, what do they call it, he's helping feed the firefighters, and those are involved over there. So if you don't mind, I'm going to include them in the prayer. Sure, I pray. Dear Father, we're so thankful for your love and mercy. We thank you for the City Council here and the borough and our staff. We thank you for the dedication. We ask you, Lord, to bless this meeting tonight, Lord. And we pray, God, as we think about Major Davis and those who are fighting the fire in the mainland, Lord, because there's a lot of fires, Lord, and a lot of danger. We pray, Lord, you be with them, keep them safe, and we are so thankful that at this point we have no fires here in the island of Kodiak. We thank you. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, David. And we'll keep Major Dave in our thoughts, certainly. So we have before us the minutes from the August 8th, 2019 regular City Council meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Mr. Whedon?
Thank you, Madam. I move to approve the minutes of the August 8th, 2019 regular council meeting.
Second.
Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. And the first item under persons to be heard is a proclamation declaring library card sign-up in Kodiak. So, Councilmember Bishop, would you please read that?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Proclamation declaring library card sign-up month. Whereas signing up for a library card is the first step towards lifelong learning, and whereas libraries play an important role in the education and development of adults and children, and whereas library programs serve people of all ages, and whereas librarians lead the way in creating inclusive spaces and developing diverse collections for people of all backgrounds to connect and learn together, and whereas libraries bridge the digital divide by providing a full range of information and services to patrons, and whereas the Kodiak Public Library is migrating to a new catalog and every patron needs an updated library card, and whereas libraries continue to transform and expand their services in ways that meet the needs of the communities they serve, and whereas libraries open a world of infinite possibilities through resources and services to help people pursue their passions and give students the tools to succeed in school and beyond. Therefore, be it resolved that I, Pat Branson, Mayor of the City of Kodiak, do hereby proclaim September to be Library Card Sign-Up Month in Kodiak, Alaska, and encourage everyone to update or sign up for their own library card. Presented this 22nd day of August, 2019, City of Kodiak. Pat Branson, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. And our Library Director, Lori, is here. Lori Mattson, there, I see you. Please come forward and accept this, and thank you for the new library cards as well.
Thank you.
Oh, you want to come and get the proclamation for Library Card Month? Thank you, Lori. Here you go.
Would you like to have a little more information about
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely, go right ahead.
Well, I'm very excited because thank you very much for acknowledging that September is Library Card Sign-Up Month.
Lori, if you could just push the button so you could, there you go, turn on the mic.
Thank you very much for acknowledging this and proclaiming September to be national Library Card Sign-Up Month. Kodiak Public Library is migrating to a new catalog, And this new catalog, we are a library number 88 in the state of Alaska to join the Alaska Library Catalog. And it has many benefits to the city, among which are lower costs in the server. The server will be maintained at the University of Alaska Anchorage. Our current library catalog is 15 years old, is not secure. It is wide open and not a secure catalog at the moment. And the cost of updating that old catalog is very high, but migrating to this new Alaska Library catalog will be cost effective for the city. It's about a quarter of the cost that we're currently paying per year. And because the servers are being maintained up in Anchorage, they take care of all those details, and it'll be a web-based server. Right now, there are 260,000 users of this catalog, and we will add our 8,900 users to the mix. So what does that mean to Kodiak? That means if you're traveling anywhere in the state where there is a library catalog in the, of this membership, you can check out a book from that library. You can return our books to their library and they'll ship them back to us. You'll have access to over 3 million titles of information, as well as one benefit to our local staff is they will get the expertise of catalogers and professionals statewide to help us maintain our resources. And it's governed by a member council, so each director of the 88 libraries is a part of this council that makes decisions. And so it's sort of a consortium and a homegrown effort here in Alaska. So I'm very excited about this. The migration will actually occur in October, but we have to have these unique numbers. And as you know, each one of you got a new card tonight. Some of you had cards already, and some of you needed a new one, or didn't have one. And you'll notice on the number it says ADQ before your number. So that's a unique to Kodiak number. Before, you might have had a number somebody in Talkeetna had. So now you have your own unique number in this cataloging system. And we'll let everybody know when it's going live and when you can go out into the real world and check out books at other places. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lori. Thanks for being here tonight. Amazing. 8,900 library users in Kodiak, is that what you said?
8,500 patrons.
8,500.
And we're currently parsing out those that haven't checked out a book in 7 years. And we're also parsing out, we're trying to figure out how to tell which Coast Guard members have moved on. Mm-hmm. And so it's been quite a lot of work for my assistants and myself to make it accurate. And so we're every day we're adding new members and new numbers. And I apologize in case somebody tries to get in to the Alaska Digital Library, which is where you can download e-books and online books, because that transition is kind of difficult at the moment, but it should be smoothed out over the next month.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for being here tonight. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Davidson?
Excuse me, I just wanted to add that the ADQ is what they have on airline tickets, and that stands for the Alaska Defense Quadrant. Most people don't know that, but now everybody does.
I always wanted to.
So we have a piece of information for libraries.
Sorry for interrupting me, I just had to.
Our next item is a public hearing on the retail marijuana store license renewal application number 20113 for High Rise LLC. And we're going to close the regular meeting and open the public hearing on the marijuana store license renewal application 20113 for High Rise LLC. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. If anyone wishes to speak about this particular item, please come forward, state your name and sign in, or you may call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to testify on this license renewal application?
Hi folks, Brent Watkins. I'd like to speak in favor of renewal of this license. We're trying to move this from a black market industry to a professional monitored and tax-paying industry, and this gentleman has moved pretty far in that direction, helping the community and bringing in tax dollars, and I encourage you to renew his license. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent. Anyone else wanting to make public comment on the marijuana store license renewal application? Okay, on that note, I will close the public hearing and reopen the regular meeting. And next we will go to public comments. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. And if there's anyone in the audience that wants to comment at this time to the council, please come forward, sign in, state your name, or you may call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to make public comments to the council at this time? No? Okay, we'll go right into unfinished business. And under unfinished business is a second reading of public hearing of ordinance number 1389, amending chapter 2.04 with a new section, 2.04.025, excusing the mayor's or council member's non-attendance when caused by city business. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The mayor and council wish to include a section in the city code that contains language that could be considered for excusing absences when the mayor or council member are absent from the regular meetings when caused by conducting or attending city business. The purpose of this ordinance is to implement Charter Article 2, Section 8, by providing rules for determining an absence. Legal counsel advised that ordinances implementing charter provisions are appropriate and noted there is no conflict in excusing non-attendance caused by concurrent city business because the official is observing official duties, not neglecting them. This ordinance allows for approving an official's concurrent city business activity through an open process of disclosure, which ensures transparency.
Thank you, Mike. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt ordinance number 1389.
Second.
Okay, on that note, I will close the regular meeting and open up the public hearing on ordinance number 1389. Comments are limited to this particular item and to 3 minutes. If anyone wishes to speak on this item, please come forward, state your name, or you may call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to comment on ordinance number 1389? Okay, there being no testimony, I will close the public hearing and reopen the regular meeting. Is there any council discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, we'll go right into new business. And the first item under new business is resolution number 2019-15, appropriating $5,000 from the sewer utility operating unassigned fund balance and authorizing the purchase of the Sewer International HB607-6X4x4 chassis flusher truck to RWC International Limited. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Public Works Department included a replacement of the Sewer International HB607-6x4 classic chassis flusher truck in the fiscal year 2020 budget to replace the 1996 International 3,500-gallon flusher truck. The fiscal year 2020 budget amount is approximately $2,465 less than the lowest bid received for the equipment replacement. Therefore, funds will need to be transferred from the Sewer Utility Operating Unassigned Fund Balance to the Sewer Utility Collection Machinery and Equipment to purchase this flusher truck. Fiscal year 2020 budget includes $200,000 for the replacement. The quoted cost for a flusher equipment per city specifications is $202,464.18, including shipping. The additional $5,000 requested will come from the sewer utility operating fund unassigned fund balance and will cover additional costs that include a radio and additional safety items. Article 5 of the City of Kodiak Charter provide that an appropriation of funds separate from the budget document may be made by resolution.
Okay, thank you, Mike. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2019-15.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
If I could remind the clerk, please, to turn on your microphone. Thank you.
Thank you.
We can all hear. Okay, the second item under new business is resolution number 2019-16, appropriating $22,000 from the general fund unassigned fund balance, $10,000 from the Trident Basin unassigned fund balance, and $12,000 from the shipyard unassigned fund balance, and authorizing the purchase of appraisal services to McSwain Associates, LLC. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The fiscal year 2020 budget typically includes professional services within the general fund, the Trident Basin, and the Kodiak Shipyard. City administration is in the process of leasing and renewing leases for Pillar Mountain Communication Sites, Trident Basin Seaplane Base, and a municipal airport. In addition to normal operations and capital infrastructure needs, fiscal year 2020 council goals included a shipyard rate study and a shipyard marketing plan. Land appraisals have been required under city code at least since 1989. Because city property is a public asset, the council has assured a fair return to Kodiak citizens. The city of Kodiak has 10 leases on Pillar Mountain, 5 leases at Trident Basin, and 30 leased spaces at the Kodiak Municipal Airport. Per the proposal, McSwain and Associates will provide formal written reports setting out their judgment about the most probable annual rent that a property will bring on the open market. They will be based on research and study of factors that affect the value, including ownership rights, legal restrictions, market conditions on the date of the appraisal, a detailed description of the appraised property, and the actual sale prices or rentals of similar properties. The written appraisals will help lead city administration to a conclusion of value and proposed lease rates for the different properties. McSwain and Associates has extensive experience appraising public, commercial, and marine industrial properties on Kodiak Island for many years. The firm is accepted and certified by the state of Alaska. The fiscal year 2020 budget will be amended to appropriate additional professional services for appraisals to be performed for the properties noted herein. The current professional services line item did not include these appraisal services as they were unknown at the time of budget adoption for fiscal year 2020. Resolution number 2019-16 authorizes the appropriation of $22,000 from the general fund unassigned fund balance, $10,000 from the Trident Basin unassigned fund balance, and $12,000 from the shipyard unassigned fund balance, and authorizes the purchase of appraisal services for city property from McSwain and Associates in the amount of $44,000.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Ms. Arboleda?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2019-16.
Second.
Is there any council discussion? Mr. Wooden?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This seems like a rather routine resolution, which is actually, I think, a really important next step into allowing the city to begin to develop some of these properties, especially the municipal airport, in a much more effective way. I think some of those leases are well long overdue in terms of establishing market value. And the municipal airport in particular, I think, just through several administrations, just hasn't had the attention that I think we're getting right now. So this is the first step. I'm actually pleased to see us do this. Thank you.
Is there any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The third item under new business is the consideration of retail marijuana store license renewal application number 20113 for High Rise LLC. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The city received notice from the state of Alaska in July of 2019 for a renewal application from High Rise LLC for a marijuana retail store application license at 104 Center Avenue, Suite 102. Alaska Statute 1738-210 provides that a local government may designate a local regulatory authority that is responsible for processing applications submitted to operate a marijuana establishment within the boundaries of the local government. The city clerk sent inquiries to the chief of police, fire chief, finance director, and the building official asking if any had concerns about the proposed renewal. None expressed concerns that would require the council to object to the issuance of the license.
Okay, thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to direct the city clerk to issue a letter of non-objection with conditions that prohibit the sale of edible marijuana products to the Marijuana Control Board for the retail marijuana store license renewal application 20113 for High Rise LLC.
Second. Okay, is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
The next item on the agenda is the authorization of bid award number 2020-001 for purchase of vehicles from Kodiak Motors for Public Works Building Inspector Department, Parks and Recreation Department, Harbor Department, and Sewer Wastewater Treatment Plant Department. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The City of Kodiak accepted sealed bids for the purchase of three 2019 one-half-ton regular cab 4x4 pickup trucks and one 2020 small SUV. The total amount of the bid award is $108,446 for four vehicle replacements. The vehicles are for the Harbor, Parks and Recreation, and Public Works departments. The City's bid specifications are modified to accept current year models, hence the 2019. In an effort to save costs and improve delivery times, there was only one bid for the vehicles requested that was submitted to the city. The proposal received was from Kodiak Motors. City staff reviewed the proposal based on the required criteria set forth by the bid documents and recommends accepting the proposal from Kodiak Motors.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to award the following vehicle purchases to Kodiak Motors Incorporated. Three 2019 to 2020 half-ton regular cab 4x4 pickup trucks, Harbor Administration, machinery and equipment, less than $5,000 in the amount of $28,392. Parks and Recreation, Administration, machinery and equipment, greater than $5,000 in the amount of $28,392. Sewer Utility Wastewater Treatment Plant Machinery and Equipment, greater than $5,000 in the amount of $28,392. One 2020 small SUV, Public Works Building Inspectors Machinery and Equipment, greater than $5,000 in the amount of $23,270. And authorize the city manager to execute the documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Walker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Hey, I would really like to applaud you guys for staying with the schedule that was set up a while back when we worked on this years ago, and making sure that our different departments are taking care of for us safe vehicles to drive around. And it's great that we're able to do this for each one of our departments as they meet that schedule need. So thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Is there any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The last item under new business is the authorization to purchase police vehicle from Alaska Sales and Service with upfitting to be completed by Alaska Safety Incorporated. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The fiscal year 2020 budget authorizes the purchase and upfitting of two new model year 2020 police department vehicles. One vehicle is budgeted for the Uniform Patrol Division, and one is budgeted for community services. The police department purchases special duty police vehicles from dealerships who participate in the State of Alaska's light duty police vehicle bid process. This allows us to get the best possible pricing on the proposed built vehicle manufactured specifically for public safety use. The vehicles are equipped with safety features that aren't included in consumer models, and they are designed to be outfitted or equipped with emergency lights and sirens, prisoner partitions, police radios, locking gun racks, in-car video cameras and computer docking stations. Alaska Safety Incorporated specializes in upfitting emergency vehicles throughout the state of Alaska. They are master distributors, which means they have factory-trained technicians. We've used them for other vehicles as well. Alaska Safety Incorporated is the only full-service emergency vehicle installation shop in the Anchorage area. The cost to upfit the Tahoe is $14,302, and the cost to upfit the Silverado is $11,680. Total cost for both vehicles equipped is $101,429 delivered to Kodiak.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move to authorize the purchase of the Uniform Patrol Police Vehicle and Community Services Vehicle from Alaska Sales and Service in the amount of $75,447, with upfitting in the amount of $25,982, to be completed by Alaska Safety Incorporated with funds coming from the Uniform Patrol Machinery and Equipment Account and Community Services Machinery and Equipment Account, and authorize the city manager to authorize to execute documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. We'll now go to the staff reports, and if we could have the city manager's report, please.
Thank you again, Madam Mayor. The Kodiak Fire Department completed participation in the triannual state airport mass casualty drill Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This year's drill scenario was a large passenger jet collision with an H-60 helo during landing operations. The scene included a live fire helo prop, which Coast Guard Fire Department extinguished, and a large number of both injured and deceased victims. Coast Guard Fire Base medical personnel and Kodiak Fire Department completed triage, treatment, and transport to appropriate care facilities. Kodiak Fire Department transported 7 critical victims to Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center and proceeded to interact with their staff exercising their mass casualty protocols. The drill was a success. The Kodiak Fire Department continues to train for all types of rescues and responses, which are common or anticipated in protection of life and casualty. They do amazing work. Public Works was notified and repaired 2 major water leaks this week off Reznov Drive and Cliffside Road. Both are in Service District 1. I know the crews worked till 9 or 11 o'clock at night on both of those to get those repaired, and they are repaired. During the recent planning and zoning meeting, the committee recommended to move the Near Island Land Use Plan to the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly for adoption. And this week, I met with U.S. Senator Sullivan, EPA Administrator Wheeler, Region 10 EPA Administrator Gladick, along with Alaska DEC Commissioner Bruni and Department Commissioner, Deputy Commissioner Kent, to discuss our Alaska Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit, which began in July of 2018. The discussion revolved around the need to construct and operate an additional disinfection facility required under the new mandated permit. Senator and administrators were very supportive of Kodiak's concerns, and the city will continue to work towards a solution with the state and federal regulators as we continue to protect the environment while balancing the requirements in the permit. And the recent Monashka Reservoir water level continues to drop as expected without significant rainfall. Prior to the Monday press release addressing water conservation, flow was 6.3 million gallons per day. Today we are flowing at a rate of 5.9 million gallons per day, so water conservation measures have helped to reduce the daily usage by nearly 0.5 million gallons. We are still maintaining an adequate water supply, so currently there is no alarm, but continued conservation will benefit us all while we wait for the reservoir to once again fill to capacity.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions of the city manager? Okay, well now we'll go to the clerk, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. The city offices will be closed on Monday, September 2 in observance of Labor Day. The next council work session is scheduled on Tuesday, September 10 at the library, and the next regular meeting is scheduled on Thursday, September 12. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions of the clerk? Okay. We'll go to the mayor's comments. Library Card Month. You know, I'm just so proud of our library. It's a wonderful facility. Libraries are not dead. And with 8,500 card users, that's pretty impressive. So if you don't have your library card, or you need to get your new one, go to the city library and do that. The fair is coming up, I believe, next weekend. Is that correct? I get my weekends mixed up. I think there's a golf next weekend.
Golf tournament weekend.
This weekend, and then Labor Day weekend is the fair. So lots of opportunities to show your animals, your flowers, and other skills that you might have. I want to appropriately thank Senator Dan Sullivan for paying attention to our EPA needs and meeting one-on-one with our city manager and doing the follow-up when he encouraged us to meet with the chief of EPA, the federal level. So thanks, many thanks to Senator Sullivan for that. Several council members, to Mr. Haynes and Mr. Whitman, and I were at Alaska Municipal League meetings last week. They were very good. A good discussion of the governor's budget and his vetoes, and panel representatives, and making it known that foundations and other avenues of revenues will not make up for some of these budget cuts. So note that the $5 million that the legislature added for the Marine Highway system was not added back, it was vetoed, and right now I know that Captain John Falvey is working on revising the winter schedule, so let's hope for the best with that $5 million not being added. Also, if you read the paper today, KMXT and the amount of money that they're losing, community radio is very important, and so we need to band together as a community with the quality of life that we want and what we want to pay for. And I don't think we should quit talking to our legislators either, and they've been very supportive of the not having these vetoes occur. Unfortunately, they did. So those are my comments. Let's go to council member comments. Mr. Haynes, can we begin with you, please?
I suppose we can. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, I'd just like to touch on something that Council Member Whitten mentioned about forward budgeting that we were sort of embarked on a few years ago, rather than having these police cars come up and say, gee, we need a police car, do we have the money? We directed staff, I suppose, to look forward with their budgeting and anticipate the expenses that would be coming up so that we had that money when we needed it. And I think we were all pretty proud of making that decree, but it was staff who had to actually go about doing it and make it work all the way up and down, and having the people stretch out the equipment that we have so that we're not buying things willy-nilly, and at the same time anticipating at what point we are going to need to replace the equipment that we have. And that's smart budgeting, and they did all the work. And another thing is about the marijuana that we did again. When we read that, we still have a ban on edibles. That's something I keep hearing about. And I have been told by a very reputable source, my mom, that some edibles are in use, especially with some of our seniors, to treat various things, especially pain, and they find it very efficacious and a substitute for much more harmful substances. So I think, and I've heard that from many people, and I want people to know that we are going to revisit that. I think we shortened the time period to 6 months now. I don't know when the next one's coming up. But I'd like folks to sort of be ready to come and give us their own expert testimony and what they think about that, and what, you know, we can use input from the public. And I'd like to thank Senator Sullivan and his staff for being so accessible to us. And I think all of our public servants really did a full court press on this issue that the city manager described with our requirement of the new permit. And we really, that's a step forward, whether it'll actually go forward at all or not, but I think it's a great thing that the senator, his staff, and the EPA officials were so able to do this. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. Mr. Walker.
Oh, you jumped over here.
I did.
All right.
Well, let's see here. Well, I am very happy with what went on with you on the meetings with the EPA and the regulations. And again, I agree, it was great for Senator Sullivan to kind of jump in there for the meetings. He's one of those I get things done type of guys from what I've seen over the years. And also, thank you for our library cards. That was really nice. And would also like to remind everybody that Friday, the first Kodiak High School football game of the season at home. So get on out to Baranoff Field and watch those boys play football. They're taking on Chugach, a large school. So it'll be a rough game for them. And we'll have it on the radio also. And then next weekend, everybody enjoy your Labor Day. Have fun. Be safe. Thank you much.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't have any comments this evening.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. First of all, I want to open again thanking our staff. I think you guys do a wonderful job for our city and for our citizens. I just feel like I need to thank you all every time that I'm on the dais up here. I also want to enlighten people that school's opening soon. Please be aware of that. Kids will be out and walking on our streets again, so make sure that you drive carefully and have everybody enjoy our Labor Day fair. And another concern about the veto of the governor was the community assistance. Mm-hmm. He vetoed the $30 million, which means next year we're going to have even a harder time raising the money that we need to match federal grants and what have you. So just keep in mind, keep those letters going out to our legislators and to our governor, because we're going to be up against a hard wall to climb if we don't fix up some of those cuts. That's all I have. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. Mr. Wooden.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I want to mention a couple of things. On the meeting with Senator Sullivan, I'm really glad that we were able to arrange that. For the public isn't quite aware, just remember that there's an unfunded federal mandate to add a third treatment methodology to our wastewater treatment plant, which is ultraviolet. We actually met the previous discharge permit, but then with new standards coming online, the new standards came online without the funding to build the systems necessary to meet that. So I think from council's perspective, we strongly urge staff, and I'm really glad that you did this, to not just accept that unfunded mandate, but to do everything we can to find a way to either delay or to get a waiver on this so that we can avoid that $5.4 million, because otherwise that money is going to have to be raised through ratepayers' rates. So I'm hopeful that we can continue to pursue this and just not accept this unfunded federal mandate. Just a quick word on AML, just because we got to go to AML and we were paid to go to AML. And the second day I thought was really, really good, and there were presentations by folks from public radio, and this was before the vetoes went through again, and they explained, the gentleman explained, just the significance and importance of public radio throughout the state in terms of providing emergency services and just some of the cultural and educational benefits and safety benefits that the public radios provide. There's also a big discussion on Medicaid and just how you actually can't cut Medicaid because it's required by statute. So there's some really really challenging things. And the last one was, we heard from, I think it was, she was the doctor from the education. She was the president, I think, of the Superintendents Association, I think, or something like that. But she talked about some of the education concerns. So I guess the summary of all that is that statewide there's serious concerns about the cuts and how they impact communities, large and small. And some of the impacts just aren't today, but they're going to be ongoing for years to come. And a lot of the cuts were made without looking at rationales to what the impact of those cuts would be short-term and long-term. So AML is certainly working on that, but we're not alone statewide in being really concerned about a lot of the cuts were made. Just lastly, pollock season begins in about a week. Officially, so we're looking at water shortages, so potential water rationing right now, but pollock season opens in about, probably going to be after the Memorial Day, and we're sort of expecting salmon to go for about another week, eight, nine days in salmon season. So that's what I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wooden. Mr. Arvelada?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Good evening, everyone. Just a few things for me. As this new school year approaches, I just want to wish all teachers, staff, students, volunteers, and parents a successful, happy, safe, and healthy school year. I also want to thank staff and staff for all the hard work that you continue to do for our community. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Arvalotto. Just a couple of things. I also wanted to thank Mike and for taking the time to go over and meet with Senator Sullivan and having all those documents ready and the staff preparation for that. And also moving forward on getting these appraisals that we've talked about having done for a long time. So thanks for that work. I think we're moving forward on in lots of different arenas. I also wanted to mention that Senator Lisa Murkowski was at AML last week as well. And she spoke about the Marine Highway System, and Mr. Whitten brought this up, and she seemed to be a little emotional about the Marine Highway System and the troubles that it's in right now and being funded and really the neglect that our governor has with the system. As she grew up in Southeast in Wrangell and remembers the Marine Highway System very fondly, but if she would have her way, it would be fully funded. So. She's on our side. Okay, let's now go to audience comments. Anyone wanting to speak with the or the council, please come forward, state your name, sign in, or you may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to make comments at this time to the council?
Not to prolong the meeting any longer, Mayor, Council. I just wanted to make one plug for Saturday. We'll have an event downtown, Venture Through Vehicles from 11 to 5. This is an idea that Officer Parker brought with him from the Lower 48. His time as a deputy sheriff down there and the Chamber of Commerce has been very instrumental in helping us kind of bring this to life. So kids of all ages, come on down to the Spit on Saturday. Police cars, fire trucks, and a lot of other heavy equipment from around town that people will have an opportunity to look at. And from what I hear, there should be a helicopter, some food trucks, and some bouncy houses. So bring the family, and it should be a good time for everybody.
Thank you. And that was Chief Tim Putney speaking. Just for the record. Thank you, Chief Putney. Anyone else wanting to make audience comments at this time, please come forward, sign in, state your name, or you may call in at 486-3231.
Brent Watkins again. And I'll turn the mic on. Brent Watkins again. As summer's winding down, I just wanted to give a shout out to the Parks and Rec crew and all the work they've been doing around town. It seems like they've gone above and beyond this year, and it's been noticed, and a lot of people have commented on it. So your work to make that happen, too, is greatly appreciated. Thanks.
Thank you, Brent. And we fully agree. Anyone else wanting to make comment this evening? Again, you may call in at 486-3231 or come forward, sign in, state your name. Any phone calls? No? Okay. May I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whitten?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Motion passes, Your Honor.
And the meeting is adjourned.